From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Commerce Department says there's been a surge in new home construction, with housing starts jumping 10.5% last month. But Daniel Carson says most of that gain was in apartment and condo complexes, which make up a small part of the housing market.
Construction of single-family homes make up 80%, and it grew just over 4%. Michael Larson is a real estate analyst with Weiss Research.
We've seen demand for rentals coming from people who have been foreclosed on. They've been thrown out of their homes. So it's not really the core housing market that's improving a heck of a lot here. It's essentially multifamily and the rental side that seems to be driving the growth here.
So big problems remain. Builders are competing with an inventory glut of cheaper existing and foreclosed properties. While Larson doesn't expect the housing market to crash, he doesn't expect housing starts to go much beyond the 600,000 mark for some time. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Federal Reserve policymakers are meeting in Washington today, and they're expected to consider additional steps to shore up the U.S. economy. Economist John Kennelly with LPL Financial says the central bank's options are limited with regard to interest rates.
Price of money is already almost as low as it can be. What they can do is add more quantity of money. So they're trying to put more money in the system to sort of restart and spark the economy.
Kennelly notes the Fed last month announced it would again buy Treasury securities in a move aimed at injecting additional cash into the market. Airlines in the U.S. have posted their eighth straight month of higher revenues. NPR's Wendy Kaufman says higher airfares and fees are helping boost the bottom line for the companies.
Revenue from the nation's leading airlines rose 17% in August compared to August of last year. But the Air Transport Association, the leading industry trade group, said the rate of the increase slowed from earlier this summer, and the industry is wary of a possible slowdown in the economic recovery. The number of passengers flying last month rose just slightly, but the average price of flying rose substantially. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
Nine NATO troops have been killed in a helicopter crash in southern Afghanistan. The BBC's Quentin Somerville in Kabul says the deaths make this year the deadliest of the war there so far.
It does reflect the situation here, that the war in Afghanistan is bloodier and deadlier than ever before. And that's the truth, whether you're an Afghan policeman, an Afghan soldier, whether you work for the International Security and Assistance Force, or if you're an Afghan civilian. The casualty rates have never been higher than they are now in this nine-year war.
The BBC's Quentin Somerville. A measure to repeal the Pentagon's ban on gays serving openly in the military may face a key vote in the Senate today, the provision attached to the Defense Authorization Bill, and Republicans are pledging a filibuster. To get around that, Democrats will need 60 votes, and Senator Carl Levin says he's not sure that will happen.
I can't predict whether there's going to be 60 votes or not. It's just unpredictable.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 2 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Fire crews near Salt Lake City are trying to reinforce containment lines before winds pick up again and whip the flames of a wildfire that has destroyed 4 houses so far. About 1,600 homes have been evacuated. Consumer and environmental groups have voiced their opposition to a proposed marketing of genetically altered salmon in the U.S., the proposal being considered by a Food and Drug Administration advisory panel. The head of the company that wants to sell the fish, Ron Stadish, says there are many advantages to the proposal.
Because this fish can be grown in contained facilities, it can be grown closer to population centers.
But at a fish market in the nation's capital, Denise Beckwith and Ron Wilson say they're uneasy about the idea of genetically altered salmon.
I wouldn't approve of that. I wouldn't like it.
That don't sound right.
That don't sound good.
Another FDA panel hears testimony today, with several consumer groups expected to argue for detailed labeling of any genetically altered fish. The person who's thought to be the oldest man alive in the world is celebrating his 114th birthday today. Walter Bruning lives in Great Falls, Montana. He gets up every morning at 6 a.m., does calisthenics, and dresses in a suit and tie. He says he's never had a major health problem. So what does he think has helped him live that long? Well, Bruning says people should welcome change and not resist it.
Some people don't like change. Every change we ever had, when the radio come on, television, it made a difference in how people live.
And Bruning says those changes usually made life better. He says his biggest regret is not volunteering to fight in World War I. By the time World War II rolled around, he was too old to enlist. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for NPR.